The mindset of many believers and the teaching that they have received regarding the Passover are that it is part of the Old Testament and therefore either no longer relevant or that it just doesn't apply to believers. Another view centers around Yeshua being the fulfillment of the Old Testament, which means we are no longer required to do it. Some will simply state that it is for the Jewish people only. All of these views could not be further from the truth. One stipulation made about anyone other than Israel celebrating the Passover is that they had to become circumcised first, Exodus chapter 12 and verse 48. If a foreigner staying with you wants to observe Adonai's Passover, all his males must be circumcised. Then he may take part and observe it. He will be like a citizen of the land, but no uncircumcised person is to eat it. Yet Acts chapter 15 addresses the controversy of circumcision of the Goyim, or the Gentiles, who came to trust in Yeshua, with the outcome being that they were not required to be circumcised. It appears that there is a conflict, thus preventing anyone from celebrating the Passover. Circumcision was not just of a physical operation, but it was also one that Adonai would perform on the hearts of all, whether Jewish or Goyim. Shaul writes of the circumcised heart in Romans chapter 2 and verse 29. On the contrary, the real Jew is one inwardly, and true circumcision is of the heart, spiritual, not literal, so that his praise comes not from the other people, but from God. The circumcised heart is by no means a new concept that Shaul is offering, because in Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 6, after the chapters of the blessings and the curses in relation to keeping Adonai's instructions, he foretells that Israel will fall and be scattered. However, he says, "Then Adonai your God will circumcise your hearts and the hearts of your children, so that you will love Adonai your God with all your heart and all your being, and thus you will live." Redeeming and restoring, the very characteristics of Passover. Passover is not just about the redemption of Israel from slavery in Egypt, but it is also the redemption from our own transgression. Keep in mind, the latter could not have happened if the former did not happen first. This is why we recognize all aspects of Passover during the season. We offer articles on our website, shalommaine.com, Passover, Past, Present, and Forever, and Yeshua and the Passover Seder, that will further expand upon these brief presentations. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.